it is. How are you doing? Long time no see. Right. I heard you recently retired from NASA, did you?
Well, actually, I returned from
Martin Marietta, I think I heard.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, I was a little bit behind that. And you're doing well, I hope.
We're having a great time. Yes, I'm enjoying retirement.
Good. I will look forward to that pretty soon. I'm still with the Huntsville Times.
Okay.
And I've been there forever, but with our organization, you really don't qualify for a full retirement benefit until you reach 65, and I'm a little shy of that. So, and I'm enjoying it. I'm assistant to the publisher now, and not fighting those news deadlines quite as hard. And so things, life is good.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that things have been pretty nice with you.
Well, thanks. I am revising an old book of sort of a wit and wisdom of Dr. Von Braun that I wrote on the heels of some space anecdotage that I had published in New York in 1970 called Anything Happened on the Way to the Moon. And anyway, a German publisher asked me to do, we discussed it anyway, doing a Von Braun anecdotage. And that was published in Germany in hardcovers about 25 years ago. And I never found an American or other English language publisher for it then. And I just put it aside. And we are having a year-long Wernher von Braun celebration of the arts and sciences in the Huntsville area from summer of 99 through summer of 2000. And those dates will cover a lot of anniversaries and milestones around here. The 50th year of the Von Braun team's coming. And let me see, I think that will be 30 years since Apollo 11, and a number of other anniversaries. So they're going to have kind of an umbrella celebration. Covering a lot of community and personal events. And anyway, I've been encouraged by some, it'll be very enjoyable, I think. I've been encouraged by some friends to resurrect, and I feel that this old book of mine, and I want to add to some material. It was published about 5 years before Dr. von Braun's death, and so I really want to bring it up to date and really prove it with some additional material. So a few weeks ago, I started contacting and interviewing a few people, many names, or all the names you would probably know, both who had been at NASA and otherwise at Redstone, and old friends like Ruth von Sarma and other folks. And I found your whereabouts from Jay Foster. He said to send his regards to you if I talk with you.
He talked to the fellow who were up there speaking to us, and then run into Ruth von Sarma. As a matter of fact, the chauffeur.
Is that right?
And chatted with her for a little while, yes.
Right. Well, you know, I remembered you well as Dr. von Braun's assistant, and I certainly wanted to touch base with you to see if there were any favorite stories that you might want some time to think about this, that you might share with me that had ever been published or not. And it's, you know, it's not just, the bulk of the material is really humorous material, but there are quite a number of stories that are other kinds of vignettes, you know, that might be a touch of irony, or that somehow reflect on his human side, you know, other than a sense of humor. And notice or no notice? Mitch Sharp, were you?
Yeah, I know Mitch Sharp. Yes, Mitch.
And he passed away.
That's right. Mitch was the other.
Right. I think Mitch and Fred collaborated on the Rocket Team. That book.
I don't know if you saw that.
Okay. It came out quietly, and I think a publisher in Florida somewhere. You know, not a major publisher, but it's quite it's an oversized book and just packed with history, and both Fred and Ernst take on things, and it seems to be very well done. Ernst said they made him cut 600 pages of his manuscript, so he said that he books worth, but I'm sure he was wanting it to be so comprehensive. Yes, I can get that for you. I have it on my nightstand now. I think it is simply Wernher von Braun with some kind of subtitle to it, but I'll get you that and the publisher's name. Local booksellers here have it in stock, but I'll get that information for you. Mind me to do that. What's your favorite story, you know, of this sort about Dr. Von Braun?
Well, I was thinking about our sailing trip to celebrate his 60th birthday. He and I had a couple bareboat sailing trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to get the captain and none of us knew how to sail because Hunt Mark was getting licensed to go with us.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last 11th hour, my wife had to cancel my service, so they took him in for that date. He was set at work at 8:00.
That's Hunt Mark.
Yeah.
M-A-R-K. I'm not a sailor, but one of my sons is, a bare boat.
Oh, we sailed it ourselves.
Oh, okay. Oh, bare as in B-A-R-E.
Right.
Oh, okay. And did anyone have much sailing experience? Oh, good. Any particular incident, specific incident or remarks that stand out worth that bear repeating?
Yes,
he was a Mormon, wasn't he? That's pretty good. I have a text, a body of work already that was published all those years ago that I'm just going to go through and make sure, you know, it stands up and everything. I'm looking to finish the manuscript by December and probably have it published very likely regionally or just in this area. I don't know how much call there would be for this nationally at this stage. Early in 99. So I'm spending all of the fall here. go get that book of Ernst and Fred Ordway's, and I called Dr. Stuhling or Ernst now only because he begged me to. We've known each other for so many years. So, as Eberhard Reese finally did, he said, "Stop calling me Dr. Reese." He's not Eberhard. Bless his heart. That's right. Took him to lunch Friday, and we had a great chat/interview over lunch. He's doing just fine. That's what he reminded me. Right, I think so. Hold on just a minute, Frank. I've been working for several years now in my spare time on a full-length biography of Milton Cummings. I was going to say somebody you probably knew, who was the head of head of Brown Engineering.
Yeah.
And I was not going to, you know, ask you about him, not knowing that you knew him well. But I finished my exhaustive research on him, and I'm ready to start writing that, probably for the University of Alabama Press, which has expressed an interest. They like histories and biographies, and publish about 40 titles a year. Here it is. It came out in 1994, and it's called Wernher von Braun, Crusader for Space, a biographical memoir by Ernst Stuhlinger and Frederick I. Ordway III. It's published by Krieger. I'm a good German name there. Krieger Publishing Company at Malabar, Florida, and I think that may be about all the, well, here's their address, should you be interested, or, and it's on Krieger Drive in Malabar, Florida, 32950. It's a pretty hefty book, and there's a companion volume of illustrations that are equally extensive and thick. And they run about $35 or $40 a throw for each volume. But it seems to be very well done. Very, you know, admiringly done, so you would assume. Shall I give you my telephone numbers? Okay. At home, you know, at evenings and weekends, it's 256. We're just now changing area codes. 256. Right. As of September 30, right now we have 205 or 256, but this part of, you know, a large part of North Alabama is going to 256 as of October 1. 881-3553 for any time during the day at work, same area code, 532-4439. All right, great. Sounds like you got a really busy month coming up.
Yeah, we do. We enjoy the spring and the fall.
state. Well, that's our favorite, that Perdido Orange Beach area. We tried the West Beach this summer for the first time, and like that too. Good life. I'm involved on the board along with Jack Lee. You probably remember him. And well, you may not know Dick Holloway, a former Boeing and SCI guy, who's now, as of a few months ago, the president of Teledyne Brown. But anyway, we're getting started as we speak. A hands-on children's science center, and there are quite a few around the country, of course. But this will be the North Alabama Science Center in Huntsville, and this fall we'll open in about 40,000 square feet of space with our exhibits. We've got a temporary site, and I'm on the board and one of the officers as well. I really enjoy that activity. We think that the kids today really need some kind of boost in their learning of science. Good. Oh, really? In Gulfport. Okay. Well, same here.